Nolte, Star Wars star, director trashed Last Jedi while promoting sequel. By John Nolte on December 12, 2019. But, I was told only racist, toxic, sexist, alt-right wannabe Hitlers didn't care for Star Wars, The Last Jedi? At least that's what all the super smart people with blue check marks on Twitter told me. But now that Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is a week away from release, and now that the box office projections are not so hot, as a way to reassure the racist, toxic, sexist, alt-right, wannabe Hitler fanbase that we really, really, really need to go and see this next installment, two of the biggest stars in the land of Star Wars appear to be outing themselves as racist, toxic, sexist, alt-right, wannabe Hitlers. John Boyega, who plays the charisma-free Finn in the newest trilogy, is admitting he found director Rian Johnson's Last Jedi choices, well, a bit iffy. The Force Awakens I think was the beginning of something quite solid. The Last Jedi, if I'm being honest, I'd say that was feeling a bit iffy for me, Boyega says. I didn't necessarily agree with a lot of the choices in that, and that's something that spoke to Mark Hamill a lot about, and we had conversations about it. And it was hard for all of us, because we were separated. I guess the original Star Wars films there was much more of a trio feel, where it was essentially about Luke's journey, but Han and Leia there was a strong dynamic. Which I think, I don't know how quickly we're going to be able to establish that long-term dynamic with Episode 9. But if it's exploring that dynamic, then that would be cool, he notes. I do feel even after three films still, we don't know them as much as we got to know Han, Luke, Leia. And maybe that's a great opportunity to get to know them a little bit more. Okay, but it was not just that Johnson separated the characters into three separate stories. It's that two of those stories were political and dreadful and pointless, Poe's a sexist. Finn joins Antifa. It was just so bad. Boyega is also not hiding his disappointment on Twitter. I hear you. Give it a shot, Episode 9. I was really adamant on more Finn involvement. Hopefully you like it. John Boyega, at John Boyega, November 13, 2019. Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker director J.J. Abrams is also stepping in to do some Last Jedi damage control. Abrams appears to have combined emotions about Johnson's selections for The Final Jedi, saying it was filled with surprises and subversion and all types of daring selections. Alternatively, Abrams continued, it's a little bit of a meta-strategy to the story. I don't assume that individuals go to Star Wars to be instructed, this doesn't matter. In the end, Abrams got here to the conclusion that The Final Jedi helped to arrange the rise of Skywalker, saying the arch was a narrative that I feel wanted a pendulum swing in a single path to be able to swing within the different. Yeah, a pendulum swing would be nice. And again, it was more than this doesn't matter. In the case of Poe, you have a tailor-made hero played by the great Oscar Isaac. A character who shined with potential in The Force Awakens. But in Last Jedi he is literally reduced to an antagonist and villain. As a loathsome sexist, something that was not established in Force Awakens. So it ended up being a total betrayal of that character, and for no good reason. Had Poe moved to the dark side, that might have been interesting. But this story wasn't about character development. It was about Johnson and producer Kathleen Kennedy wanting to send a message about woke, girl power. And in order to send that message, a major character was sidelined and smeared as a sexist jerk so a bunch of girls can be seen as heroes just because someone wanted to make a political statement to make a bunch of insecure, crybaby Twitter feminists happy. Nothing kills storytelling like pointless politicking and propaganda. Why does Kathleen Kennedy still have a job? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.